to fight until we win.
And now at 6, thousands of teachers in Oakland say enough is enough. And now the district has just days to meet their demands before they hit the picket lines.
Plus, we are on storm watch from falling trees to flooded highways. One Bay Area county can't take anymore. Tonight, a state of emergency in Marin.
But first, we are following breaking news in the East Bay, where a massive police presence shut down part of the Caldecott Tunnel. And good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackney. Bore 3 on the westbound side of Highway 24 reopened about an hour ago after a two-hour closure. It's still not clear what happened inside the Caldecott, but this is what it looked like. Drivers posted the video to social media as they crawled past what looked like a stopped car or a crash surrounded by police vehicles. Recordings of law enforcement scanner traffic indicate there might have been some sort of pursuit involving a suspect with a gun.
Has a gun pointing it at an X-ray. Is there a unit that can advise? Officer in the westbound side of the bore chasing the suspect northbound through the vegetation.
Well, we've asked the CHP for more information about what happened, and if we hear back from them during the newscast, we'll let you know. But for now, the tunnel is back open and the scene is clear.
Now to storm watch. Crews are cleaning up in West Marin tonight after two large redwood trees came crashing down. One hit a house in Woodacre, slicing into a deck and an exterior wall. We're told it actually fell on Thursday, but the homeowner wasn't there at the time. The house is now red tagged. And meantime, another redwood that fell this morning is blocking Lucas Valley Road in Nicosia, and it's tangled with electrical lines. Some storm-weary neighbors say enough is enough.
The power was on, then it was off, now it's off. We have a big birthday party actually for me tonight, and we don't have any power. My wife can't make the cake, we can't cook.
A section of Lucas Valley Road is closed indefinitely until that tree is cleared away.
I've got a birthday to remember anyway. There's also some danger out at sea tonight. Live view from our Cliff House cam overlooking Ocean Beach, where a high surf advisory is in effect, but just through 9 o'clock tonight. And that's how it looked to beachgoers on the ground this afternoon. Rough surf slamming into the shore. Some people did take advantage of the strong winds to do a little kite flying. But swimming was definitely not on the menu. Here's the latest. Low pressure still over the West Coast, and it's just admitting all the cold air from up in the Pacific Northwest. And as a result, it's chilly. Although we had more sun today, there will be a few showers increasing tonight. Not a lot, but we'll get to another little disturbance rippling through the atmosphere in the late hours. It should begin to clear out, though, by tomorrow midday-ish. Right now, there's not much. There's a few isolated showers. We had a report of hail at South San Francisco about 60 minutes ago. So there's still some turbulence out there, but there's not much in terms of moisture. Down in the South Bay, upper elevations is mostly containing the few showers. Out there around Lick Observatory, East Bay shoreline, not much. The peninsula, a few more showers are moving in over Skyline Boulevard and around South San Francisco and Millbrae. And in the North Bay, again, there's not much. But that's going to change as we head into the evening hours. More showers are on the way, and it has been an unpredictable day in terms of drawing a bead on this. Here's a look at how quickly the weather has been changing today. Time-lapse video taken over a period of just 10 minutes out at SFO. And you can see that first it's wet, and then toward the end of the 10 minutes, it's all the time it took to go from fog and rain to sunny skies. We'll have the forecast for you in just a few minutes. Jules?
All right, Brian, thank you. Marin County officials have declared a state of emergency in the wake of the destructive Sausalito mudslide and massive flooding along Highway 37. Westbound lanes of 37 between Atherton Avenue and Highway 101 will be closed until further notice after a nearby levee gave way, sending a wall of water washing over the roadway. KPX5's Katie Nielsen is live there now with a look at the repair efforts this evening. Katie.
Yeah, Juliette, if you take a look back behind me, you can actually see this is why the highway is closed. It is all of this water. You can see the Caltrans crews in the distance. They've brought in some equipment that they're staging. This is one of the massive dump trucks that's coming through on westbound 37 right now. It's actually going to be heading over toward where that levee breach is. And as this truck comes through the water, you can see just how deep this is. Right now, we're seeing the water about a foot to a foot and a half in some places as this truck is going by here. Again, this is one of the trucks that's bringing in some of the rocks and dirt to make those levee repairs. The issue is, until that levee is repaired, this floodwater will not go down. Heavy equipment operators are bringing in hundreds of tons of boulders and dirt to build a makeshift dam near Highway 37.
This breach allowed a large volume of water from Novato Creek to exit and fill up these lands over here.
Normally, Novato Creek drains into the bay, but Thursday morning, millions of gallons of water from the creek overwhelmed the levee that runs under the railroad tracks parallel to the highway. As the fields flooded, water started rushing over the road. CHP had to close 37 and commuters were out of luck.
We have so much of our workforce coming in from that East Bay, and so what it creates is more traffic on the Richmond Bridge because they have to go an alternative route.
That's why Marin County Public Works crews are working around the clock to build the temporary dam.
We're going to stop the intrusion of water here, and once that's done, the pumps can start catching up.
But it could take up to a week for those pumps to empty the estimated 650 million gallons of floodwater out of the nearby fields.
We probably have spent over $1 million on our response to the storm, both in staffing, and this temporary levee is going to cost probably around $500,000.
That's part of the reason why Marin County administrators declared a state of emergency. They'll be able to get mutual aid from the state and also additional state and federal funding to help pay for all the added costs.
We'll have more damage that we're going to need to fix in the coming weeks. So it's a pretty significant event.
The temporary dam should be finished by Monday, but the big question is, how do you stop a low-lying highway from flooding again?
There's not much you can do to prevent that. And so part of it is just being ready to fix it as fast as you can once you see what's happened.
So again, right now, all of this area is connected to the bay because of that failed levee. Now, if you take a look back down here, you can actually see just how deep this water is. This is one of the lines that marks the shore. If you walk over this direction, I'm in about 6 to 8 inches of water right now. This is one of the other lines that separates, one of the dividing lines that separates the middle of this highway. Now, let's talk about some of the timelines. They're hoping to have that temporary dam built by Monday so that they can start pumping water on Tuesday. Once that starts, it could be 5 to 7 days before they're able to get these floodwaters to go down. Julia?
It's a long process. All right, Katie, thank you for that. And meanwhile, the city of Sausalito is poised to declare its own local emergency on Monday following the massive mudslide that sent a home tumbling down a hill earlier this week. The declaration will make the city eligible to receive state assistance for debris removal and repairs.
On to developing news out of Oakland, where teachers are just days away from a strike. KPX5's Don Lynn says unless their demands are met, picket lines will go up on Thursday.
These two Oakland students just found out about the strike. One plans to stay home. The other will talk to his family before making a decision. Both support their teachers.
I think it's a good thing to do because they need to get paid more.
Raise your hand if you...
That's one of the sticking points. Oakland teachers demand a 12% pay raise over 3 years, smaller class sizes, and more student supports. The district says can't do it. They don't have the money. The teachers say they won't return to class until they have a contract.
We are willing to fight until we win, but I
fight to win.
The teachers' union is asking students and parents to support their strike and not cross their picket line. They say the short-term disruption will lead to long-term benefits.
To ensure that our students have lower class size, to have individualized instruction, and to ensure that our students have vital resources.
Oakland Unified has been scrambling in the last couple of weeks to hire emergency teachers. They say the schools will stay open. In the meantime, they have asked the teachers union to return to the bargaining table so they can avert a strike.
Is it going to be disruptive here in the district? There's no question. It's not going to be business as usual if there's a strike.
The city of Oakland plans to open 15 recreation centers for the students if they don't want to cross the picket line. The last prolonged strike in Oakland happened in 1996, where it went on for almost a month. In Oakland, I'm Dah Lynn, KPIX 5.
In a statement, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf said, in the event of a teacher strike, the city is prepared to offer resources to support our families. The plan includes keeping public libraries open along with 15 recreation centers staffed by volunteers.
Still to come, unexpected drama at a San Francisco performance of Hamilton. The unfortunate coincidence that set off a panic in the crowd.
Thinking of heading up to Tahoe for the weekend. If you are lucky, you might make it there by Monday. Well, it's not literally true. We'll have a report from the snowy Sierra Roads.
And an Uber driver was nearly duped into making a drug run, asked to sneak an unusual item over the Golden Gate Bridge.